Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 31st of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukraine's new offensive operations in the south will be a test for Russia's reinforced defenses around the city of Kherson, according to the British Ministry of Defense. In their latest intelligence update on the war in Ukraine, published on Twitter yesterday, the UK analysts reported that Ukrainian long-range precision strikes continue to disrupt Russian resupply, noting that it is not yet possible to confirm the extent of Ukrainian advances. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a U.S. think tank, wrote on Monday night that Russian and Western sources claimed that Ukrainian forces liberated five settlements during the first day of the counteroffensive. They went on to note that Ukrainian sources have not announced the liberation of any settlements at the time of this publication. At a critical energy summit in Copenhagen yesterday, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki called on Europe to change its mechanism for shaping energy prices in light of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hosted by the Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, the Baltic Energy Security Summit featured the heads of state of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and Finland, as well as the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. According to Morawiecki, when it comes to shaping energy prices in Europe, there is an urgent need for short-term solutions, as right now we need a stable supply of electricity, affordable electricity prices, and a secure energy system. Morawiecki specifically called on the EU to temporarily suspend its current emissions trading scheme, or ETS, for a year or two, so that electricity prices can be lowered for households and businesses. Bells and sirens will sound at 4:45 a.m. tomorrow morning to commemorate the invasion of Poland by Nazi Germany on September 1, 1939. The pre-dawn assault on the Polish military depot in Westerplatte 83 years ago marked the official beginning of World War II. Commemorative events will be held at various locations around Trójmiasto, including a ceremony at noon followed by a holy mass at 1:30 p.m. in the square for the defenders of the Polish post office, as well as the traditional laying of wreaths accompanied by music from the Kapela Gdańsk Choir at 5 p.m. in the World War II cemetery in Zaspa. The events will be broadcast on the City of Gdańsk website at www.gdańsk.pl. Public transportation to Westerplatte is also free for residents tomorrow, and Radio Gdańsk on DAB2 will be broadcasting the epic story of Westerplatte following tomorrow's regular news broadcast at 10 a.m. In addition to World War II commemorations held across Poland, dozens of events are being held in Gdańsk today and tomorrow as part of the Święto Wolności, or Freedom Day, celebrations. It's been 42 years since the delegates of the Inner Enterprise Strike Committee, headed by Lech Wałęsa, signed the Gdańsk Agreements, thus ending the August strike and ushering in the beginning of the end of communist rule in Poland. In addition to events around the city of Gdańsk, the European Solidarity Center will be offering curatorial tours of exhibitions and other areas of Gdańsk Stocznia, thematic debates and meetings, and the traditional opening of historic gate number 2 in the Gdańsk shipyard. More information on the scheduled program and a live broadcast of the events can be found on the city's website at gdańsk.pl or on the website of ETSAS at etsas.gda.pl.
The weather.
Today will start out partly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of rain in the morning and a light breeze coming in from the north. Skies will continue to clear as the day progresses, with a chance for rain returning overnight. Temperatures will peak around a high of 19 degrees centigrade, or 67 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 13 degrees centigrade, or 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Cooler, wet weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some sun and warmer temps returning over the weekend.